Welcome back, everyone, to season two of the Extra Spicy Pod. We're back at it in 2025. We've taken a little hiatus, but we are coming back. We've both had things we've done in our lives that we just kind of took a break from the podcast, but
We didn't die. Just understand that we didn't die.
well, we did not, hence why we are here. If we died, we would not be recording a podcast.
Exactly. We didn't die. So I was struggling in the cave. I was fighting a bear. And I came back alive.
Okay, well, whatever he's saying is probably not true, but we each had our little adventures we went on.
How do you know?
Well, you don't seem like you would survive a bear in a cave.
I would survive a bear.
You know what? We can bet
If
on that.
you ever see me fight a grizzly bear, help the bear.
I have never seen you fight a grizzly bear, and I will, in fact, be helping the bear because I would like to see you be defeated by a bear. So I will help the bear, actually.
I would defeat the bear.
I'm Team Bear.
Wow, that's fucked up. So also we're doing something new this year. So I have noticed that, I mean, Landon kind of curses. I mean, I curse a lot. I mean,
He
so.
is the heavier cursor.
Oh yeah, 1,000%.
He
So,
has way more profanity than I do.
we're gonna start doing warnings at the beginning of every episode. Now, see, already out the gate, we already said the word fuck in the beginning.
Okay, that was you that said it.
Yeah,
Okay, we're gonna try to cut back on the cussing because we want this to be kind of PG-13.
Well, no, we're gonna give warnings every single episode. You don't want your kiddos listening to us, then watch it in your room.
Okay, we invite everyone to listen to the Extra Spicy Pod. We don't
But
want to.
we will cut back, though. I will say that. We will try to cut back. As
Okay.
me becoming a mature person, we will cut back.
Yes. And also, season two of the Extra Spicy Pod, we will be bringing improvements. We have plans for video recording, so it will not just be audio only. And we're making plans to improve the audio quality from what it was in the past. In the past, the audio quality wasn't the highest, but we're trying to improve everything. We're gonna get solid intros, and then we're gonna be posting different YouTube videos on the Extra Spicy Pod YouTube channel. Everyone also subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Everyone's got to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Apple Music, fucking Spotify,
Yes.
every single thing.
Yes.
Every single thing. If it says the Extra Spicy Pod, we got to put our names on the logo. I just realized that.
Yeah.
We don't have our names on the logo. We just have the Extra Spicy Pod.
Yeah.
We didn't we need a th we should have thought of that a long time ago.
Do we need our names in the logo?
I mean, someone could just put the Extra Spicy Pod by like Jack and Nicole. And they wouldn't know which ones.
Yeah, but our listeners know it's Landon and Evan.
Fair point. But just to, I mean, just like a little saying on the side, just be like, by Evan and Landon. Like a little small. Like, you know how whenever you're reading a contract, you know the fine print?
Okay. You don't see Amazon and then you say Jeff Bezos in the Amazon logo. Do you see that, Evan?
It's
No,
probably
it just says Amazon.
In the fine print, Landon. We never know.
What? Okay. You
So,
don't see Apple and then Tim Cook right next to Apple.
we may never know. It might be in the fine print, Landon. Anyways, that's why you always read the fine print. Anyways,
Do
so,
you ever read the fine print?
if this is about updating my phone, no, I don't.
Exactly. You don't read the fine print.
Anything else I do. Anyways, so, yeah, we. Other than that, we will talk about that later, but we will be making upgrades. Whenever Landon came back from his hiatus or whatever he wants to call it.
Whatever I want to call it, okay.
I mean, he was doing some things, but we I did tell I was like, hey yo, last season we did 10 episodes, and after episode 10, we agreed we were gonna go to cameras. I would like to go to a camera because, like, if we decide to watch a game live, I could do breakdowns of like basketball games and stuff. That'd be pretty cool for y'all to see.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
So that would be like kind of the cool thing. And then Landon can probably do whatever he wants to do on the live. We're gonna have much stuff planned for 2025. So camera comes in Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah, should be coming in.
They didn't have it at Best Buy today.
No.
They didn't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, damn. So, yeah. So, what we're gonna do this week. So, I don't know what other day Landon is coming with me to New Orleans, because I'm going to New Orleans a bunch. I know we're going to opening night together on Monday. So we're gonna go watch the players get interviewed, and you know, we could. I don't know if we can interview them. I know it's
That'd
gonna.
be pretty cool.
I know it's gonna be more media. It's gonna be like let's say player, media, fans. That's what I see.
Yeah, but even just like seeing Mahomes and seeing Kelce and Jalen Hurts, like that would be
Let's
cool.
see Taylor Swift. We want to see Taylor
Okay,
Swift.
Taylor Swift's not gonna be there. Okay, she's not.
Yeah, she's not, but I'm just messing with everybody. But yeah, we're gonna go film that. I know Thursday I'm going to a celebrity game, and that's gonna be fun. It's think oh my bad.
Okay, one reason I was a little hesitant about putting cameras up because, like cameras in front of our faces, and Evan's not the most attractive person, so I'd be sitting next to Evan, and it'd be kind of a bad look for
Says the
me.
person with the mullet.
Because, look,
The 90s call, they want their hair cut back.
you know what? You may see us, what we actually look like. The face reveal, I guess, is coming soon. But again, I was a little hesitant because, me seeing alongside Evan's not the most attractive. It's just kind of a bad look for
Like I
me.
said, says the
But we'll
person with the
see.
mullet.
We'll see what all our fans think of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we
I
still
think
have
they'll be like supporting me, and my goals and ambitions,
If we still have any left, you gotta think. We were gone for a while. We may have that one person. What was it? What was it like? Germany?
Germany, maybe.
I think it was Germany. We had that one person from Germany that listened to our episode. So.
Hey, but you've been like, putting the pod on your Instagram and all that, and you talked to people who've listened to a pod, right?
I talked to a couple people.
Yeah.
Who was the latest person? Someone we went to high school with. AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, sound quality's not bad, and like, it's a decent episode. And I was like, well, thank you. Like, we were recording in a small ass little room. I mean, we didn't have much to work with, so 2025 we're gonna have better to work with.
Yeah, 2025 is the year of the extra spicy. Okay, we're gonna make it better and more spicy.
But I know what is it, Thursday I'm going to celebrity game. I might go to the NFL experience. I don't know about that for sure. Saturday is going to be the busy day for me because I'm going to go see the live Shaq podcast. Then after that, I'm going to the LSU pop-up shop. Then after that, what is it? I'm going to the NFL experience. Then after that, I'm going to go meet a UFC fighter. So
So you've got a pretty busy schedule going on there, my friend.
I'm gonna put recordings and pictures. I'm gonna send recordings and pictures over there.
All right, cool. So I guess let's get into the news of the day. Like the biggest thing that's ever happened in the past 6 years at least in the NBA.
Fuck Luke. Fuck the Lakers. I almost said fuck Luka, but fuck the Lakers.
Language. Remember, we just went over this, Evan.
Look, bro. Look. There is no stopping my language on hating the Lakers at all. Like, the Lakers are my number one hated team.
I'm glad you didn't say the Heat.
Heat are like, more like five.
Five? Okay.
Like, y'all aren't like bad.
Okay.
Sometimes y'all are arrogant, so it's like I'm five. But yeah, I woke up. I literally was at midnight last night, and I see Shams because there's no more Woj anymore.
Reproach. I'm Team Shams now. Shams goes on the Pat McAfee podcast a lot, and I'm a big listener of Pat McAfee, and he's really won me over.
But then I see this breaking news thing. The Dallas Mavericks are trading Luka Doncic, and they're trading Anthony Davis to the Mavericks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you sent it to me last night and I was asleep. And then I woke up this morning, went to ESPN. I was gonna look at scores of games last night. And I saw the first page on ESPN say, Luka AD trade. I was like, what? Trade rumors for Luka and AD? What are they talking about? What are these wild rumors? Why would Luka be shopped? But then I looked into it. I was like, wait, this trade actually happened. Like, what in the heck just happened? The Mavericks are the stupidest team in NBA history. I cannot understand why they would shop Luka.
I'm not gonna say they're the dumbest organization
Oh, okay.
because they're I'm gonna
Oh,
take
right. The Pelicans are the dumbest. You're right. Continue.
I'm not gonna let a guy with a mullet bully me. Let's get that established. Anyways, so Dallas isn't dumb. Here's why I'm saying Dallas isn't dumb. You, even though you got rid of Luka, which is a dumb thing to do, you got Anthony Davis. Now, see, the only problem that Dallas faces is literally at the forward position, which literally Luka can play one through two. Well, not one through two, one through three. That's literally the only dumb part to me.
They got rid of their best player.
I know.
Luka led them to the finals last year. They just played them the finals last season. And the only reason why they made the finals was Luka.
I know.
So it's like, you know what? Our best player, he's in his prime. He's leading us to the finals. Let's get rid of him. We don't want him.
But see,
Like, how can you explain that, Evan? How can you make sense of that?
the reason they lost that finals was because the front court, they sucked.
Why did they get to the finals then?
Because you got to think. Luka did his job. Luka's doing what he was supposed to do before you fucking put your head down, do all that.
No, because this man's trying to defend the Dallas
I'm
Mavericks.
not look, I'm not defending them for trading Luka, but here's what I'm saying. I told Landon this earlier on the phone. Dallas won the trade as in like win now, but the Mavericks, not Mavericks, Los Angeles won it. Won that trade as a for the future trade because with AD, come on now. I'm the biggest AD hater in the building, Landon.
Okay.
So, but you cannot deny his skill set though. Now, with LA though, they playing him 45 minutes a night, 40 minutes a night. When athletes go through that type of stuff, their body's gonna get more tired, and then that's gonna cause more injuries. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
So, this is what I was trying to tell you earlier. They didn't give up Gafford, Lively, or PJ Washington.
No, so their backcourt is good. No, their frontcourt is good.
Front court, the back court's all right. That's kind of the scary part.
The backcourt is bad because they got rid of their best player, Luka, and now Kyrie's playing with who knows who.
It's just the three that's bad. See, the scary part, look, I'm gonna tell you the scary part about the Dallas Mavericks. It's literally the three position, which, that was Luka's spot. Because, I mean, Quentin Grimes in place of Luka, come on now. We not serious about that. Like, that's a terrible third spot. But, or terrible third placement for Luka, Quentin Grimes, no. But, the two spots scary because Kyrie's gonna be consistent.
Kyrie's gonna be consistent, but he's not. He's a number two player. He was serving as the number two role with Luka as the number one man. Now he's pushed into the number one role, and I don't think he can lead the Mavericks in that number one role.
I believe he can because you got to think. I feel like Kyrie, like this Kyrie specifically. Learned from his mess up in Boston, because you got to think that team was young. Most of that team was really young. Jaylen Brown was like in his third year, second year.
Okay.
Tatum was in his like first year when Kyrie got there.
Okay, yeah.
So that team was young. I feel like now Kyrie's like matured a bit. He's gone through the Nets. I mean, look at him now, but.
Okay, but you cannot even tell me the Mavericks went to the finals, and their best player on the team, they traded him. I don't care what you say. You're not going to convince me that that's going to be a good trade for the Mavericks.
I'm not saying it's a good trade for the Mavericks in the long run.
Even in the short term, they got rid of their best player to bring in a player in AD who gets hurt, what, every other game?
But
he has glass knees, right? So he's probably get injured in the playoffs or before the playoffs and miss the playoffs most likely. And then they're stuck with what? Minus Luka, minus AD.
But
first round exit.
Now, if AD does get hurt, I will say this, though. Then it's a terrible trade.
That's not an if. That's a win. When he gets
hurt. You sound just like me anyway, so.
Bro, this. And now Luka is in the Lakers. Imagine LeBron James, Luka, and they're probably going to get someone else too. The Lakers are not done in free agent in the trade deadline. They're going to get someone else.
Unless they trade away Austin Reeves, you got to think. You want another potential starting lineup or that their starting lineup they got? Luka, Austin Reeves, LeBron. That sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
Dorian Finney-Smith, Jackson Hayes. He's
playing the five. Yeah, they need the big man.
Jackson Hayes can't shoot to save his life. AD, at least AD can shoot. That's what I think is going to be. I feel like that's going to be good for Kyrie, because you got a big man that can shoot. You got a big man that can go to the goal. You got a big man that can drive. AD can do everything. He's a unicorn at a power forward. So. And here's why I bring up they didn't get rid of Lively, PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. You can play AD like 30 to 25 minutes a night.
And he's going to get hurt when you do that.
I'm not going to say he's going to get hurt. I mean, he might get hurt.
He might. Bro, he's saying he might. He always gets hurt.
He might. But at the same time, though, that takes so much toll off your body. You got to think, when he was in New Orleans, he rarely got hurt. You want to know why? Because Alvin Gentry, shout out to OG, baby. Shout out to Alvin Gentry. Anyways.
Don't shout out to a loser. Gentry didn't do anything with those Pelicans teams.
He brought them to the playoffs, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Whoop-dee-doo. 10 teams a year make the playoffs. That shouldn't be very hard.
Either way, so. Whenever Alvin Gentry had DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis, literally stuck out DeMarcus Cousins one time. AD sit down. AD go in. DeMarcus Cousins sit down. That was all it was. Now, if it was time for both of them to play, you can't have them clog up the paint. And that's what they did perfectly. They didn't have them clog up the paint. That's why they made the playoffs that year. Because what are you going to do when you have both of them stuck in the paint? You're going to have that center that's going to start hitting threes like it's crazy. So. That's why I'm saying it's good, but at the same time, though, the injuries all that you got to worry about, which we don't know what can happen. We just got to see. We got to see.
I'm going to say this. Okay, I'm going to say this. From the Lakers' perspective, they get Luka, so now they can build around Luka since LeBron's aging, and he's probably going to play, what, one or two seasons more at most? And so now they can bring in their next future star in Luka. So that's like an optimum trade if I'm the Lakers. You know, you bring in a star to your franchise, which you can build around for the next 15 years. And, you know, they need to get Devin Booker. If they get Devin Booker, they're going to have father-son and LeBron and Bronny and another father-son and Luka and Booker.
That
two father son duos. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something. But I will say though that LA has a great player. LA has a phenomenal player.
Yeah, Luka's amazing.
I'm the biggest Luka fan at this table. You can ask Landon. Like
he is a big Luka fan. He'd root for Luka over his team.
No.
He'd root for Luka over the Pelicans.
No. I'm
Yes you would.
No.
You would want Luka to drop 40.
I would want Luka to drop 40, but I'd hope...
If you were in the arena watching the Pelicans, you'd want Luka to go off for 40.
No. Literally,
You'd want Luka to go off for 40, but you'd want the Pelicans to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not a bad thing to say. Because my buddy's like, he was a big Kobe fan. He was like, I'd want Kobe to drop 60, but I want him to get his fucking ass kicked. Which, I mean, that's fair, right?
Oh, well, I'm not that way. Like, if I'm my team, the Heat, are playing a player like, let's say, Ja Morant.
I'm sorry, I had to cough right
I
there.
don't know what you're doing, but say the Heat are playing Ja Morant. Obviously, I'm a huge Heat fan. I'm gonna root for the Heat, and I'm gonna want Ja Morant to score like two and struggle because I'm gonna want my Heat to play the defense and to show that they're the spirit team. I'm not gonna root for Ja to drop like 40 on us just because I really like him as a player.
I don't know. I'm a really, like I said, I'm a really big Luka guy. That's my thing. When he comes to town, I hope he scores zero. I've seen that twice, so I'm really happy. Well, I didn't say, I'm not gonna say zero. He scored like two, maybe four.
Yeah, I mean, Luka is a hell of a player. Lakers got a real one. They did.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the Lakers' future is gonna be looking like. But I'm like I told Landon this morning. I will support Luka, but I will hate the Lakers. Forever hate the Lakers. Forever. Ever, 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 ever.
Forever, ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Forever, ever.
Forever,
Forever,
ever,
ever.
ever, ever. Until the day I die. You could put it on my tombstone. Evan hates the Lakers.
Dang.
Because.
Okay, continue.
So, here's my problem with the Lakers. They don't develop talent. None whatsoever.
They're the upper echelon of the NBA. Players hope to go to the Lakers. It's like in baseball, you know, people want to go to the Yankees because the Yankees are the upper echelon of the MLB. You know, every kid grows up wanting to go to the Yankees, right? That's how the Lakers are in basketball. Every kid wants to grow up and play in LA for the Lakers because it's Showtime, Kobe and Magic and Bron and, you know.
But at least, like, if they win it, like, here's what I'm gonna say. I will respect the Lakers if they can get a team and develop them. If, because, like, for example, the team with Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle, that's a good starting, as of currently today, that's a good starting four. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad. It's
But
not amazing. There's
yes.
no like one superstar player on that roster,
I mean,
on that starting four.
you gotta be a high.
He's not a superstar player. Come on. He's a star player. I'll give you that, but not a superstar
Not
player.
like to the level of LeBron, though.
Not to Anthony Edwards. Not to Ja Morant. Not to Giannis, Luka, Jokic. He's not in that category.
Not like yeah, not in that
Not
category.
that good. He's
But
a step below.
you got to
He's
think
star.
with that supporting cast though, he can be though.
No.
Yeah.
BI is inconsistent.
He's not consistent.
No.
No 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 no. We not gonna take that. No 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 no
Bro,
no.
how long has he been on the Pelicans? For 5 years now, and he hasn't done anything with that roster?
Look who we have at our point guard, bro.
CJ.
See, that's the most inconsistent player I've
CJ
seen.
is very inconsistent. I'd agree. He is more inconsistent than BI.
Dog, because.
I'd agree with you.
Dog, I literally watched this man drop 50, and I'm just told myself, huh, this is the most points I've seen CJ drop in, like, ever. And this was against the Wizards this year, so I was like, huh. We beat the Wizards, but it took someone to drop 50 on them.
What the Pelicans have done with this roster, they have a really good roster, yet they completely underwhelm in the playoffs. And what they have done with this roster is malpractice. It is terrible. And we need to have an in-depth discussion after these players are gone on what happened to this NBA team that made them so bad with these really good players. You know, the starting five of BI, CJ, Zion, Valanciunas
You can say Herb.
and Herb, right? That five should be a top five seed. And they consistently prove to be a terrible team,
Well,
especially in the playoffs. They get exposed. They're out coached.
I'm not gonna say they're out coached.
They're out everything.
No, it's I mean, no,
This season, you can blame on injuries, but past seasons, when you have that
no,
starting five.
no. Past season, look, I'm gonna say this. We have the main piece of the puzzle.
You have the main pieces of the puzzle
No,
to
no,
be a
no,
really
main,
good team.
no, main piece of the puzzle. But you know what happens?
What?
Little piece gets broken off every single season. He gains too much weight. He looks phenomenal this year.
You say that every year. You've
No.
said that every single year.
No, but here's the thing though. He tries though. You cannot deny he tries. But here's the thing though. The injuries, it's just kind of, it's like, think about it. When you get in shape, let's just say you break your leg, okay? You can't do anything for like the next month, maybe two. You can't go work out. You can't go do any of that. You're going to be not in great shape, but you're going to be like, of course, like athlete shape. So you've got to then work yourself back into that shape right there. That's why that's why Dallas was like, hey, because they actually went to the Lakers first. They were like, hey, do you want Luka? Because
Of course they want Luka. Who doesn't? Who wouldn't want Luka?
well, also think
The
about
Mavericks wouldn't want Luka. Yeah, that's the one team.
yeah, so because they were here's why they said it. Now what the GM said, because I read what he said this morning, and I saw fans like protesting outside the arena, and I agree with them.
That would make sense. I would support them protesting. You know why? They could have got a lot more for Luka. They could have got a lot more than AD and a pick for Luka. They really could have. Instead, they were, I guess, just so rushed to get a deal done, they were just shoved Luka out the door.
Well, here's what I'm gonna say. Here's the two reasons, or three reasons, quote unquote, why. One, it was reported that Luka was weighing like 270, but making him the seventh heaviest in the league. But at the same time, though, dude hadn't played since Christmas. So that point I just brought to you about your broken
It
leg.
doesn't matter because he still is an all-star level player.
He still is. I will say that, but he's not even in peak condition. Like he hasn't even played since Christmas, so you can't be worried about his weight, and then be ex you like if he gets hurt, you can't be like, oh man, he's getting fat. Like you know, because you know, Luke. We know we've seen from past history, Luka's gonna work during the season. That's his only problem as a big as the Luka guy. The only problem is, like, for these FIBA tournaments, he looks phenomenal. I feel like it's just the end season, like, during the season, it's hard for him because, you know, your players are always traveling, media, all this other stuff. And it's hard to keep up with that. So I understand. He's hurt. So can't do not much when you're hurt. So that's reason why, one, why they didn't want to. Why they wanted to get rid of him.
You know, if you want to get rid of Luka, then why would you just take the first trade that the Lakers offer you? Like, shop Luka. Have, like, sell him to other teams. Get a better trade
They
out of Luka than just AD and a pick. They could have gotten way more for Luka.
didn't shop any other team. And that's what pisses me off even more, like
Because of how stupid the Mavericks front office has been.
it's like I'm gonna give Miami a compliment here. You could have gotten the Jimmy Butler deal done with Luka if that were the case. If you wanted a defense, because I'm gonna tell you one of the other reason. The other reason was they wanted like a defensive, all defensive player, right? So why go get AD? You
Because he's a defensive player, an all defense player in their mind. That's how I guess they were seeing it.
But you can go get, but see, here's the thing though that I don't like about Jimmy Butler though, is that his track record's not looking good on teams. Like
His track record's looking hella good. What do you mean? His first team in
stop
Chicago,
it.
he balled out.
Stop it.
His second team
Stop it.
in Minnesota, he balled out. And then he saw, oh, look, these dudes aren't putting the same workout. They're not putting the work in like Jimmy was. And you know what he showed them? he played Cat in that, you know, game where he played with the third stringers and put up lots of points on Cat and said he wants out of there because he saw Cat and those other dudes weren't working the same way he was. So he went to the Sixers. The Sixers, he balled out. He went spent one season with the Sixers or half a season or something, and they went to the conference finals or a second round, lost to the Raptors in that shot, the famous shot.
But
he wanted to stay in Philly because he loved Philly, but Daryl Morey didn't want him. Daryl Morey wanted Tobias Harris over him. So he goes Miami. He has great seasons with the Heat. Phenomenal.
What about now, huh? How's that suspension going?
You know, we can talk about the Jimmy Butler situation. I have a lot of
You know what? I'm gonna say this. We will talk about it if he gets traded. If the trade deadline passes and he's not traded, we're still gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
But we will talk about it in depth and what you think about it.
We can talk about in depth in a later episode because I really do have a lot of thoughts on the situation because that's my team. I've loved Butler for the past 5 seasons he's been in Miami, so I do have a lot of thoughts on it.
But here's why I see why they didn't go after Jimmy. One, his track record. You tried to hype up his record, but he won it out of Minnesota, which was a pretty solid team, I'm not going to lie. That's one. The track record was not looking good. Two, he's 35. It's not.
Yeah, he's older. That is something.
It's not looking good for him. And then three, like, I would be kind of concerned about the contract. But then again, though, they didn't want to pay Luka the Supermax extension, which is very dumb.
Yeah, Luka's a top 5 player in the league, and you don't want to pay him a Supermax. I can't understand it at all. From the Mavericks' perspective, if Mark Cuban was still in there, he would not have let that happen.
I saw a quote today. It was from 2020. It was Mark Cuban saying, "If I had a choice between to divorce my wife or to trade Luka, you would see me at my lawyer's office getting the paperwork ready."
Yeah, I saw that same quote. You know, Mark Cuban would have never let that happen.
Mark Cuban would most definitely never let that happen.
But no, he has to sell the team.
I mean, hopefully what he's doing with that money, it better be worth it. It better be worth it. I mean, he's a minority owner, but
yeah. I mean, he still but,
has but, he doesn't have any.
He's not the though. Majority owner. Yeah. He doesn't have the most say.
Yeah.
We have to move on. It just makes me irritated. This just makes me so mad. We have to move on and talk about something else.
We're gonna go to so we're gonna do a trade line. NBA trade line review whenever we get the chance.
Yeah, maybe like next episode or the episode after because the trade deadline is this Thursday.
It is this Thursday?
It is, yeah. There's going to be some big-time trades.
I already know Brandon Ingram's gone. Bye-bye.
Well, we don't know. Well, there's going to be some big-time trades.
I'm going to say this to you. I do not want Jimmy Butler.
We'll just see how that happens, and we'll talk about
it later. I don't want Jimmy Butler. Understand that. Next topic. Okay, so
yeah.
All right, NFL seasons. We were gone during our amazing hiatus for this NFL season, but I would just like to say, me and Lana did a little poll. We did a pick'em every single week.
We did a pick'em every single week where we took turns picking all the NFL games.
Shout out to me though because I went perfect one of the weeks. I don't know what week I went perfect on, but
I don't know either.
But he told me he was like, Evan, you went perfect on a week. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay, I lost one game that week. Okay, so it's not like there's a big discrepancy that week.
Well, either way, perfect week, baby. So, and it pissed me off because I was like, why can't I do this for my parlays? But anyways, so I thought this NFL season was actually pretty good, except for Kansas City turning into 14-1.
Yeah, okay, the season was really good. I had to recap. I wasn't watching games live, so I had to recap with YouTube videos, and like I kind of missed watching football live. I couldn't this season, but you know, it was a really good season. And the playoffs proved to be really good. You know, the conference championship round, Kansas City just whooped that buffalo ass again, like they always do. And shout out to Jane Daniels, LSU roots.
Or what was it? Was it Kansas City or was it the Zebras?
No, it's Kansas City. Come on.
You mean to tell me, if I were to just go up to you and poke you, and let's just say you're Patrick Mahomes, and I just poke you, you don't think that ref is going to throw that flag?
I'm meaning to tell you, the Chiefs were the better team that game. They outplayed the Bills that game.
I will say though that they did have one good possession against the Bills.
They outplayed the Bills that game.
It was when they stopped the Josh Allen from throwing the ball with the safety blitz or corner blitz. That was a smart play. I will
The
not.
Chiefs outplayed the Bills that game. They did. I don't know how you can argue otherwise.
I'm not gonna argue it because like it's true though. Like I even told my friend this. I was like, think about it. Josh Allen beat Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. Now when they
He
get
always beats Mahomes in the regular season.
Now when they get into the playoffs, we know who's gonna win. Patrick Mahomes is gonna win. He's gonna get back to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, the NFC side was kind of.
Okay, wait. I picked the Bills that game, and then Evan picked the Chiefs. I was, bro, come on. I was going with my heart, and I was going with, the Bills beat him earlier in the season. Like, I think this is finally Josh Allen's year. And
Nope.
yeah, Chiefs back on Super Bowl. But yeah, NFC side now.
And I got ahead by two, and I ended up winning. Landon started cursing me out on the phone. He was like, "Fuck you, fuck you." I was like, "Hey, man, don't hate the player, hate the game." So, the NFC side, I did not. I'm not gonna lie to you. I should have listened to Shaq to make a parlay, because Shaq got all the games right.
On the NFC side?
He picked the Commanders to beat. Who was it? The Buccaneers. I think the
Buccaneers?
Buccaneers and had him to beat the Lions too. He got every single like game right.
That's pretty crazy because I would have thought it was gonna be Lions Eagles in the conference championship. Like that's what I was thinking it was gonna be.
See, I had a suspicion. I thought the Commanders were gonna win, but I thought, you know,
No, you didn't.
but
You
here's
did not. You
but
picked
but
the
but but but
Lions.
but
So
I
that's
did.
a lie.
But here,
Straight up lie.
but here's why I went with the Lions though. I thought the Lions got too many weapons. I'm thinking Jared Goff's gonna go off for, you know how Jared Goff be throwing like five touchdowns a game, a random game.
Their offense is very high powered.
That's why I picked the Lions. But
They just couldn't get any stops versus the Commanders.
then like also when I texted you the Lions and the game was on, I was like, oh shit. I remember the injury report for the Lions. They had nobody on that defense. So I was like, yeah.
That's why they lost that game, is because all their defensive injuries they suffered.
Now, next season, be on the lookout. Be on the lookout.
Well, you just have to make sure that who they replace Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn with are really good.
Now, that too. That too.
Yeah, because that can really take a toll. You got to make sure you have good corners in there.
But that D line, though. That D line will kill a quarterback.
Yeah. If the Lions played the Eagles in the NFC Championship, I would have taken the Eagles still. I think the Eagles are a better team this season than the Lions, taking in the injuries that the Lions have. So, anyways, shout out to Jane Daniels, taking them to the conference championship. LSU, baby.
Shout out Jaden Daniels.
Shout out. But they lost to the Eagles. Now it's going to be Chiefs, Eagles, and the Super Bowl down in the Bayou.
I hate both of those teams. Landon's trying to kill a mosquito right now, but
Hold up, not kill, All living things deserve to live, Evan. Evan's over here, kill everything. I want everything die.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. So
He's getting distracted over here by this mosquito that's flying around.
yeah, 'cause why not? Anyway, so I don't like both of those teams. I don't like either one team. I mean, here's what I'll say. I'll support Devontae Smith because he's from Louisiana.
Amy guy, yeah.
And
Shout out.
I'll support Saquon because I like Saquon.
Shout out.
The rest, no. No. Kansas City, no. Hell no. I hope Mahomes loses. If the Eagles can actually do right, make this right, and beat if and with not Mahomes, if the Eagles, yeah, if the Eagles can do this right and beat Mahomes, I will be thankful.
Okay, you know how I feel about Philly.
I know you're rooting for Kansas City.
And
You're rooting for the fucking Chiefs.
long-term listeners, if we even do have any,
Left.
know, yeah, even if we do, if we have any, but they know how much I despise Philly, and I can't stand Philly sports at all. The Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies, like, no thank you. Please jump in the ocean and die, or something like
Wow.
that.
Wow, you talking about me wanting everything to get killed.
Okay, anyways, I can't stand the Philly supporters, Philly fans, Philly teams, anything to do with Philadelphia. Philly cheesesteaks are terrible. Everything about Philly sucks. And I'm very much not rooting for the Eagles. I am go Chiefs go. Chiefs Kingdoms, three-peat baby. Here we go. Mahomes is the goat.
That
Three-peat.
that's his
Chiefs
prediction.
Kingdom. Let's do the tomahawk chop. Do it with me, Evan. If we have video, you'd see me that window the tomahawk chop.
You're not seeing me do that shit.
Chopping all those eagles down.
You're not seeing me do that shit. But I'm gonna say this though. I do believe Jalen Hurts will be back for vengeance. Like he will come into this game with vengeance. I will say that.
Okay, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Because we know who I want to win the Super Bowl.
The Eagles.
You want the Eagles.
Look,
You don't want to see a three-peat, right?
I don't want to see a three-peat, nor do I want to see the Eagles win. It's a lose-lose situation for me, because I got a friend that's a Kansas City fan, and I got a friend that's an Eagles fan. If legit, one, if either one of them wins, I'm screwed. So I'm gonna hear it from either one. I would prefer to hear it from the Eagles fan.
Bro, Eagles fans are the worst.
Because, like, at least, next season, it can change up for them. You get what I'm saying? Like, they may lose the conference championship to, like, a Jaden Daniels if he comes back better than ever. Something like that. Kansas City, they're like the Patriots now. They're just gonna fucking steamroll through everybody. Because, magically, oh, Mahomes needs help at wide receiver. Turns into, hey, we got Marquise Brown.
And
We
gets DeAndre Hopkins.
got DeAndre Hopkins. We had Rashee Rice.
Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy.
Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the game.
Travis Kelce. Juju Smith-Schuster as like the fifth man on the sideline in case he needed. So we went from, hey, Mahomes needs help at wide receiver to, oh, Mahomes got a stacked team. I can't give.
They have the best defense too.
Yeah, that's another thing I hate too.
Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, he does amazing things with the defense.
He sucked as a head coach though. But anyways,
He does a lot of good coordinators suck as head coaches.
Dennis Allen.
Well, a lot of them, not just Dennis Allen, a lot of people. Robert Saleh, great defensive coordinator, he sucked as the head coach. It's a little bit different being a coordinator versus
I'm not gonna say
head
he
coach.
sucked. I'm not gonna say he sucked. I feel like that was just. See, I feel like
A whole lot of things did go wrong, and a lot of things can go wrong.
O-line majority.
Well, the things you need as a head coach, you need majority leadership and running the whole building. Whereas coordinator, you focus on your position or your unit. A defense coordinator focuses just on the defense, and they don't really have to worry about getting the whole team hyped up. They just have to worry about calling plays, making sure the defense players are good. So it's a little bit different roles.
Well, yeah, but here's how I'm looking at it, okay? With all these people going, with all these coordinators going to different teams, like for example, I think the Jets are going to be, they're still going to be in the same boat that they're in because you replaced one defensive guy with another defensive guy instead of, trying to,
An offensive guy
like, I wouldn't be
to
mad.
maximize Rodgers.
I wouldn't be mad if you went and got a Cliff Kingsbury from the Commanders, because he wasn't bad in Arizona. It was just
See,
injuries.
that's another person. He's not head coach material.
I'm not gonna say.
He's coordinator material. He's a really good offensive coordinator. But head coach, I don't know.
I'm not gonna say head coach. I feel like he could be a good head coach.
Look at those Cardinals teams. They were really good in the beginning of the year, but towards the end of the year, the gas ran out
But some of
and
the
they underperformed.
but some of them like the injuries of
No, excuses are everywhere, Evan. Excuses are everywhere. Excuse after excuse after excuse. But at the end of the day, look at results.
Okay. Do you think you could perform better with Patrick Mahomes or Spencer Rattler?
Mahomes, obviously.
That matters, right? When you go from Patrick Mahomes to Spencer Rattler, that
Cliff
doesn't
Kingsbury had Mahomes
in college.
in college. And what did he do with him? Nothing.
Well, who
He
else?
had losing seasons with Mahomes.
Look where he was at. He was
But
at
Mahomes
Texas.
wasn't the same player in college as he is in the NFL.
Yeah,
That's two separate
yeah.
things. You can't.
But also it was Texas Tech too. So, I mean, we know Texas Tech ain't no SEC material now. Come on,
Yeah,
Landon.
obviously.
Like, we can't just throw him in there with the Jaden Daniels, the Joe Burrows.
Shout out.
We can't just throw him in there with the Lions, the Tigers actually. So, like, that's where I do believe stuff. Hold on. My brain's computing right now.
Oh, he's having a stupid moment. He has these from time to time, ladies and
I will
gentlemen.
rip off your mullet.
You know what? He's just having a hard
I
time.
will rip off your mullet and give you a
Please,
new haircut.
prayers for Evan. You know, he goes through a little
Well,
mental
no, because I
spurts.
lost track of what we were talking about. We went from Super Bowl predictions to a long list of, hey, coordinators. Some coordinators deserve to stay coordinators. Some deserve to be.
Well, that's you. You bring the topic everywhere. So that's on you.
No, I don't.
Listen back to the podcast episodes. You bring the topic everywhere, and then you forget where you first had the topic, and then it goes all jumbled in your brain.
See now that the
Your
one.
brain's too small to focus on that many topics at once. Your brain's like, pea size. It needs to have one topic at a time, Evan.
When we do a live episode, I want to put Landon in a choke and make him go unconscious.
Yeah.
I want to make Landon go to sleep just one time.
And then I'm going to press charges on you. Yeah.
I want you to like sign a waiver first before I do
Sign a waiver. Okay.
it.
Okay. What's the waiver going to say?
You cannot sue me. Sign your co-host Evan. There we go.
See, he brought the top. You brought it to a different topic. And now you can't remember what the first topic is, can you?
Yes.
We're back to that.
Yeah, I do remember the topic actually.
What was it? What was it?
For if we talk about the very first topic that we talk about, like the or the one literally
The
after that.
one you're trying to remember that you couldn't remember. You're like, oh, my brain's too small. I can't remember these
The
topics.
coordinators and defensive coordinators. But if we want to go before that, Super Bowl. So suck it. Get it together. Anyways, so I do believe that the Eagles will come out on top in the Super Bowl. I do believe that. Now, I do believe it's going to be a shootout. Their offensive coordinator is pretty good. It just really depends on if Jalen Hurts throws the fucking ball.
It was a shootout last time these teams played 2 years ago. It was a shootout in the Super Bowl. So is this year going to be another shootout? I actually don't think so. I think it's going to be a defensive battle. Because Chiefs have really good defense. Eagles have really good defense. And last time it was a, shootout. I feel like this time it just isn't. I feel like it won't be two shootouts. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's going to be a shootout, but at the same time, though, here's what I'm going to say. The Eagles better not run that fucking ball. I understand you got Saquon. I understand that. But at the same time, though, that defensive line, full of a bunch of dogs.
Okay, I'm gonna make a prediction. Saquon's gonna be under 150, maybe even under 120. The Chiefs are gonna do everything in their power to stop the run game and stop Saquon. They're gonna tell Jalen Hurts, you know what? You're gonna have to beat us by throwing. That's what they're gonna say. That really good defense is gonna stop the run game.
FanDuel, you should sponsor us. Landon just gave you a prediction.
That would be cool if we get sponsors. You know, shout out to anyone who wants a sponsor.
Shout out to FanDuel, especially.
You know,
FanDuel, DraftKings. What other sponsor we would want?
Anything. We take anything.
Fanatics.
We take the lemonade stand. If they want to sponsor us, we'd be saying it's the best lemonade on the planet.
You're right.
Kind of give money, right?
What if it was like a rug company? We'd be like, oh, this is the best rug.
Yeah, the best rug. Look at how soft it is. It works good for anything. Your imagination is wild with this rug.
But once we get a good fan base going, we'll have some merch. We talked about merch in the past.
Bro, we do. We need to get merch. We really do. Extra spicy. And then, where's the facts, Evan?
Where's the facts,
Evan? Where's the facts?
I'm just having my shirt shut the fuck up, Landon.
What if, like, people see you, like, you just walk around, you know, the street, and they see you, shut the fuck up, Evan, or shut the fuck up, Landon, on your t-shirt?
I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is my co-host. We have a podcast together. I'm gonna just have the podcast name on the back. Just so I can just turn around and be like, look, see, here's my podcast name. Go listen to it.
And then they're gonna be like, oh, so what does shut the fuck up Landon mean? Like, why did you write that?
Because my co-host Landon needs to shut the fuck up sometimes. That's why.
Okay, you know, with my idea, my slogan, it's actually like, you know, kid friendly. It's where's the facts, you know? Because sometimes people need facts. You need to bring facts in the
conversation. I bring facts.
Not all the time. In the past, you just said vulgar things about people instead of bringing facts.
No, I have not. Maybe one.
For example, you were like, oh, I don't like Jimmy Butler. He's a fucking, I don't know, something. And then I'll be like, why don't you like Jimmy Butler? And you won't give reasons. You'll just say, oh, he's a fucking whatever.
Yeah, he's a cancer.
See, you don't bring the facts sometimes.
Minnesota. That's
why my slogan is,
Minnesota. Philly.
The facts?
Right now. Hey, let me know when he plays again. I would love to go see the Heat versus the Pelicans game.
Okay, but like I said, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you don't bring the facts.
There's my facts on the first one. That one right there. Anyway, so what are the topic we were going to talk about again?
Right, because you're small, but you can't remember these.
No, we got done with our Super Bowl predictions. You think Kansas City's going to win? I think they.
I do. I think they have the better quarterback. I think the better receivers. I think they have the better O-line.
I'm not going to say better
They receivers. Have the better defense.
I will say the defense.
Their special teams are the better special teams. The only thing they don't have better is defensive front and running back. And the Kansas City is the better head coach, too.
I will say, here's what I'm going to say. That they do have, everything else is better except for
running back and the defensive front.
They don't got wide receivers. Before you start clowning on me, before you start shitting on me, being like, Evan, what the fuck? What do you mean they don't have good wide receivers?
No, I don't do that. I bring facts.
No, you don't.
You would do that. No, you would be the one to do that.
No, you have gone in the past and be like, Evan, what the fuck do you mean? They don't have good wide receivers. So I'm about to tell you why. Because I feel like the wide receiver game on the Eagles hasn't to be needed. You have won damn near every single game.
Yes, okay. They have Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, two really good players. But Devontae Smith, he hasn't shown to be consistent or hasn't shown to show up in big moments.
I'm not going to say any of that. Think about it. Why do you need to throw it when you can just to the best running back in the nation? That's why AJ Brown's pissed right now, because my friend that's a Philly fan, like I said, he was like, I'm so sick and tired of AJ Brown's antics. And I was like, what's he complaining about? He was like, he's not getting enough targets and shit. I'm like, okay, that's like 50-50. I understand where he's coming from as an athlete, because you don't want to just out there be running for cardio. You don't want to just be running routes just to try to get open and the quarterback not throw it to you. I understand that. But also at the same time, though, as a quarterback mind, from let's just say if I was playing quarterback in that mindset, if I have the best running back in the nation, I mean, I'm going to be handing it to him more often or be doing cute, like, fuck.
That tush push.
The tush push.
Right, I can't stand that play, bro.
Or be doing what Lamar and Derrick Henry did. Like RPOs, like all those good things, but like they were doing, like fake handing off to Derrick Henry and just running it with Lamar. Those were smart that year. So I do believe the Eagles have the better wide receivers.
Do you want to compare the wide receiver units for a minute?
I mean, I already know who's on wide receiver units.
Okay, Kelsey is better than Kelsey and AJ Brown. Okay, Wash. Okay, you have DeAndre Hopkins and Devontae Smith. Okay, I would pick D Hop over Devontae Smith. And then Kansas City, you have Xavier Worthy,
Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown, Juju. I mean, who do you have in the Eagles unit?
You have AJ Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert. I would pick any of the Kansas City people over Dallas Goedert. It's not like.
See that here's why I'm not gonna give you Travis. Travis has had a terrible year this
You're
year.
not gonna give me Travis?
I'm not gonna.
Seriously.
No.
The best tight end in the game.
He wasn't the best this year. I could tell you the number one.
You wanna tell me?
I can tell you the number one tight end that played the best this year. You want to know who the number one tight end was this year?
You gonna say the Raiders, right?
Brock motherfucking Bowers.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that.
Because you want to know why? I called it. You can look at the draft. I knew he was going to be good.
You want to know something? When Mahomes needs to make a play, that dude is wide open all the time.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Wide open all the time. He ne in the playoffs especially, when Mahomes needs to make a play, that dude is wide open. Now tell me that's not the best wide receiver in the game. Come on.
No.
Oh, tight end in the game.
No, let me tell you why. It's not hard. Like, for example,
Not hard to get open.
let me finish explaining,
Okay,
okay?
go on.
Thank you. It's not hard to get open when you're deep.
I knew you were gonna say that. I said it before you
Can
said
I finish my fucking statement, please? It's not hard to get open when you're doing like little bitty curl routes or just going in like little out routes. It's not hard. Because it's not, all you have to do is just beat your person. That's all you got to do. Or just curl up. It's just right there. Now, if I understand if Travis Kelce was going for streaks, just going straight up, and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, if it's so easy to get open, then why doesn't everyone do it? Why doesn't every tight end get that wide open?
Brock Bowers be doing it all the time. What are you talking about? He did it with Adrian O'Connell. Think about
I don't want
that.
to talk about Brock Bowers. I'm going to talk about Eagles versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce beats out any Eagles receiver besides
No.
AJ Brown, and that's going to be a wash.
No. You talking about a former Heisman winner? Not gonna be doing good? No.
You're talking about Devontae Smith? Devontae Smith is not consistent in the NFL.
Brother.
He hasn't shown to be an elite player in the NFL.
Jalen Hurts needs to throw the ball, which I will think is what we will see this Sunday. If Jalen Hurts does not throw that ball, I will be
He is
extremely.
going to throw the ball because the Chiefs are going to stop the run game.
I'm not going to say they're going to stop it. I'm going to say, like, inside runs, they're going to stop. Inside runs, they're going to stop completely. But, like, tosses and pitch and outside runs, they're not going to stop.
Well, yeah, you know.
So I feel like that's their key to success. And I do think Jalen's going to, do the scramble. That's where I think the Chiefs are going to lose at. Their defense is going to get so confused because you don't know whether Jalen's going to be running it, passing it, giving it to Saquon, or tush push. Definitely tush push.
Touch push.
It's a, especially, especially since it's the 1 yard line. All you got to do is just get him to jump off sides to a point where the referee can be like, hey, you keep doing this, we're going to give him the touchdown.
Bruh.
That pissed me off during the Commander game.
Shout out to Louisiana, though, being a great host of the Super Bowl. Shout out to New Orleans being a great host of the Super Bowl. We're showing all the Cajun stuff we have. They can have some eat some good food for once in their life. Get outside of Philadelphia, eat some good food for once in their life.
Saturday, I'm actually going to go meet two Louisiana people, two Louisiana celebrities, Mr. Brian Thomas Jr., of course. I'm trying to go meet Mr. Brian Thomas Jr., but the times that affect it are also times with Mr. Eli Manning. So that's my problemo right there.
You know, and New Orleans has hosted the Super Bowl more than any other city.
Well, after the Sunday, because I did a trip.
After this Sunday.
Because I did a trivia. I was hoping New Orleans would be on there because I was like, you know what? And so me and my buddy, we put San Fran because I was like, we were, because
San Fran?
we
Why?
didn't think it was Miami.
It was Miami, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Miami though. So I was like,
Bruh, I know
because
that.
I,
I
cause,
could have told you
well,
that.
because
Should have played trivia with me. That would be a cheat code right there.
you're right. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna ask you. Okay, actually, no, you're too young for that. You're my age.
What?
So we lost our trivia game on the last question because we did a Jeopardy style.
Okay.
We because my buddy betted all of our points. My buddy Hunter, shout out to Hunter. And so I'm going to ask you the question. I feel like you might get it, but at the same time though, don't be surprised if you get mad, okay?
Okay.
What type of parasailing pants did MC Hammer popularize?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Exactly.
I don't know
So
that.
my buddy put, oh, it's the Hammer Pants, which that's the name of them. But we lost because it was actually parachute pants.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
That.
I am, believe me, I'm on the trivia person's ass. I'm trying to go to Google. What do you mean? It says hammer pants right here. What do
I would have, yeah, figured I was the parachute pants after I heard that.
you... Well, I but then at the bottom of Wikipedia it says oftenly mistaken called parachute pants. So
I've heard it called parachute pants before. I've never heard it called hammer pants.
literally everyone that I've talked to that I've asked that question to said hammer pants.
Well, you and me talk to different people then. I don't know.
Like, and that pissed me off because I was like, damn, could have gotten $25 gift card to my favorite restaurant. Damn.
What's your favorite restaurant? That you Burger King? You still on that Burger King?
No. Well, I haven't been to Burger King in a while, but
Good, don't go there. It's
fuck.
terrible.
You know what? We're gonna do that when we get the camera. I'm gonna buy you a Whopper.
Don't go straight in the trash.
Nope.
Be like,
Nope, because you made an agreement to me and I could pull up the episode where you were like, Evan, if you buy me a burger, I will try said burger.
you got full of that episode then, because
I
I'm
will
believing you.
gladly pull that episode.
Okay.
I will find it.
You better find it then, because I'm not believing you. Bruh.
I'm gonna get it, don't worry.
All right. Anyway, shout out to New Orleans being a great host to the Super Bowl. I'm glad the Super Bowl comes down to your home state.
We're
And
gonna have fun this weekend. We're gonna have fun this week. Just being able to film everything, seeing Patrick Mahomes, seeing Saquon,
yeah.
meeting some of our favorite players. Like he gets to meet Tyron,
Mahomes and Saquon.
and we get to meet Tyron Matthew, Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
that's gonna be fun.
shout out to New Orleans being a great host of the Super Bowl, you
So.
know. And shout out to Kendrick Lamar. He's gonna put out a really good halftime show, and he's gonna expose Drake to the
Bro,
world. That's gonna be the funniest thing
I'm
ever.
hoping that's the first song that's played.
Bro, it's probably the last song.
It might be the last
I
song.
could see it being the last
But
song.
I could also see it being the first song to hype people up.
I don't know. I feel like it's gonna be the last song. I really do. But bro, it's gonna be great. This halftime show
Must have only been
it's not Drake's year.
It's definitely not.
And last year wasn't Drake's year.
What was it like? Not last year with Drake here. This year, Drake got to do something. I gotta hear something from Drake. If Drake puts out a good album this year, we're not gonna say it's his year.
No, it can't be his year.
It's
It can't be his year.
gonna be an all right year. It's not gonna be his year though. It's gonna be like a steady year. You're not gonna go up or down. Now,
Yeah.
last year you fucking lost. He lost.
In August, I guess that's what, 6 months ago now, I met someone who was from Toronto, and like I was hanging out with a couple dudes, and I was like, "Bro, are you Team Drake or Team Kendrick?" And he was like laughing, like I can't answer that. Bro, he can't answer that to me because his hometown
Yeah,
is
it's
Toronto,
his boy.
but I
He,
mean he can't
but
really be
Drake,
public about
but
it.
Drake making everybody from Toronto looking bad. So,
Yeah, bro, I felt bad for the people of Toronto.
yeah. So, but that's gonna be good. Like I said, when we do get the camera and we do a face reveal, all that good stuff, record lots of videos. We're gonna post pictures of us meeting these players.
Yeah, we're gonna up our game. We're gonna up the quality of the podcast, and we're gonna post things in the YouTube channel, different reactions to things. Maybe do some like skits, get some like little funny content out there, funny sports content out there. We're gonna try to do big things in 2025.
So, all this episode really was, which I'm not, are we wrapping up? Because, like,
Yeah.
this was just like a little.
Yeah, we'll wrap up at a little over an hour.
So, this was just like a talk to you guys. Try to get some of our viewers back. We want them sponsorships,
Okay, well, we need to focus on making good quality before sponsorships. Okay, let's put that first. Our first
we love our.
priority is good quality.
We love our viewers no matter what.
Yes.
But help us get sponsorships. That's just me.
Okay, he's just after the money.
No, that's just me being greedy.
He,
And
yeah.
but in all seriousness though, like we love our viewers. So I hope y'all give us amazing feedback on this episode of the podcast. Then when because right now we're jumping locations of where to film and stuff.
We really are, because we need to get things settled down. We need to have a good location set up. We need to have good
Mike.
webcam quality, good mic quality. We just have a lot of setup we gotta do.
So I do, but as so far, like I'm excited to be back. I know Landon's excited to be back. And then our next episode, we're gonna be talking about our topics and then what it was like to do the Super Bowl experience, go to celebrity games, go to these different events in New Orleans that people are having. And we're gonna like talk about future of the leagues of sports and like talk about any go back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes, and we're definitely gonna bring back the topic do 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 doing dumb shit.
We
Come on, you gotta say it with me, Evan.
do
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 do a
doing
dumb
dumb shit.
shit. So we are gonna bring that back. We didn't we did, this was just like I said, this was just a fuck it episode. We would
Language.
I've been saying fuck the whole time. You did not censor me any of the time,
Well,
but
we're gonna remember we agreed. We're gonna, tone down the
we're
language.
giving warnings in the beginning of every single episode.
But we're also gonna not curse as much. We're gonna tone down the language, which is something Evan needs to do a lot because he's
I'm going to rip out his ball at some
big.
point. So anyway, so
And apparently he loves violence too. Apparently so.
that's why I watch UFC. I love violence. Anyways, so yeah, this was just kind of like a throw around episode. Next episode's gonna be like the episode we actually like work on, be thorough about.
I mean, not just throw away, still
Well,
listen to this episode,
still definitely still looking at this episode.
get accustomed to what season two is gonna be like. Because season two, we're gonna do a little bit different things than we have did in season one.
We're also gonna do guests this year.
Yes.
We're gonna try to figure that out. We're gonna
Yeah,
we're
so maybe not for another 3 or 4 more episodes, but we're gonna have different guests come in and share their perspective on things. Maybe.
like I'm a bring a college athlete. They're gonna talk about their experiences, whether it's D3, whether it's still college experience. I get my boy that plays for Southeastern talk about his experience, playing at a collegiate level. Like there's still so many things that like we can do, go into various many different things. But yes, we are bringing guests this year.
Yes, and we are excited. So I don't have to just talk to Evan. I can also talk to someone else who isn't as bad as Evan is at podcasting, but
They're probably gonna want to choke you out too. But anyways,
well, I'm positive that they would not because I actually am a nice person and I'm nice to get around with, easy
see,
to get along with. People like me.
I'm gonna say this.
People like me.
He says he's a nice person, but whenever he makes a smart ass remark, like see, for example, we were talking on the phone. He was like, "Yeah, man, I can't wait to go down to New Orleans. I'm gonna shit on every single Philly fan. I'm gonna try to get us to start a fight." And see, this Mr. Pacifist over here, this man that's like, "I don't want to fight anybody. I'm just here to live life, man." But he's talking about starting fights in New Orleans.
Well, all the listeners, they don't have any proof that what you just said actually happened. So, in the end, I have to bring my slogan back up, where's the facts?
Like I said, I'm gonna record you during opening night. I know you're gonna speak to one person. You're going to speak to at least one. I don't
Bro.
care who it is. You're going to speak to at least one, and I'm gonna catch it. I'm gonna catch it.
Oh yeah, to all of our listeners, never forget this. Remember my slogan, bring the facts. Where's the facts?
And I bring
you
the facts.
You have to bring facts to everything. You can't come into a situation without any facts.
But that's all for this episode. I hope every single one of y'all enjoys this episode. Because I don't know if we're... Because we might continue on season two. Because season one was just a hiatus. Or we just got to see what the future holds. You got to be around for the future. You got to listen to these future episodes. I'm trying to market us right now. I'm marketing us to our own viewers.
Yeah, that's kind of not how that works, Evan.
Buy our future merch, too.
Yeah, everyone, buy some Where's the Fact shirts, you know?
Buy some future shirts. But all right, that's it for me.
That is it. And everyone, have a good... Calm down.
Breaking news.
It better not be a Jimmy Butler.
The Aaron Fox.
Okay.
Reportedly. Headed to San Antonio. Okay. And Zach, whoa.
Okay, calm down.
No.
It's not like a Luka thing. That's not the biggest trade ever.
Zach LaVine's in this deal. He finally in the deal.
Zach LaVine for De'Aaron Fox?
No. The full trade. Spurs get De'Aaron Fox and Jordan McLaughlin. So, I don't know why the fuck the Kings would do that.
Okay, say the trade.
We're gonna talk about this on the next episode, too.
Yeah, just say it real quick.
The Kings get Zach LaVine, Siddy Siakam, 3 first-round picks. What the fuck? 3 second-round picks.
Language.
What? I said
3. Say the trade.
I said 3 second-round picks. I don't know what language you're talking about. The Bulls get Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, their own 2025 pick via San Antonio.
Okay, and that's it, everyone. Adios.
Yep.